Welcome to this edition of Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. This is a series of informational podcasts that's about how your mind works, the things that you don't think about when it comes to thinking. In this episode, I'm going to spend some time with astrological coach Maria Francesca Trilogy, who's going to explain the differences between astrology, astronomy, and psychology. And then Mary O'Malley reveals how an intuitive deals with negative information during a reading. You'll also learn about a message that Alan Thicke received from beyond the grave several months before he died. Remember to select your hidden powers to be delivered right to your device every week. You can express your thoughts and ideas about this podcast directly to me. Send your thoughts, your ideas, things that you'd like to hear us discuss to Doug at Doug Steffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com. Now let's get started with Maria Francesca Trilogy.
Your beginnings. When did you first realize that you had this gift and this interest?
Well, let's call it an interest first, or more of a fascination. As a young woman, I was taken to an astrologer by a friend of my mother's, and the woman just started to explain things to me based on my birth date and the time I was born in the city and state that I was born in. She had to have that information, which I thought even at that was kind of fascinating. Why would that be important? Well, it's important with regards to who we are. It's sort of a blueprint of our personality. So she started explaining things about my personality that were just absolutely fascinating to me because she didn't know me. I'd never met this woman before. I had no idea what astrology was other than what she was describing to me. And I've always been interested in human nature. I think we human beings, that's a great word, are fascinating in how each of us moves through life differently. I mean, I come from a very big Italian family. There's 13 children. Not that they're all still here, but we all were different, and yet we came from the same parents. So that kind of set me off on a journey. I delved into it further. I wanted to go to college to study to be a psychologist and possibly use astrology as an adjunct to that, and then found out that as a psychologist, it does not work in the same way. I have a lot of respect for psychology, but astrology is more an ability to describe and support and give people tools to understand the personality. So I really went further down that road, and then I took classes to be certified as an astrologer. And that's how I got to where I am today. I've been doing the work for 30 years. I absolutely love it. I had a new client here on Saturday, and it just is so wonderful to be able to help people understand who they are beyond the parents they have, the influence their parents had on them, the influence of teachers or relationships. There is a core to our being that astrology and the horoscope helps us to understand our personality. And I think that's the basic nature of astrology, is if you were born on a certain day, on a certain time, in a certain month, in a certain place, you will definitely have characteristics, character traits, and thought processes, and values, and energies, and health conditions. All of that can really clearly be understood and described by looking at who you are astrologically. It's just fascinating to me.
Well, in my wheelhouse, I have found it to be a fabulous way for me to learn how to deal with people that I love or to better understand them, people that I work with, people in my family. And there may be, you know, there's all kinds of love, all kinds of, it's not a reason not to do something or to be with somebody. whether it's work or somebody you love or whatever, but it is a way for you to understand them better. And I just wish that more people would use it because it's a great tool. Some people just can't bring themselves around to it because there's too much guilt associated with the occult and their mother told them
that. That is absolutely right. Yeah. I think what happens is it through the years, you know, in ancient times, astrology and astronomy were one study where they looked up into the sky. They started to discover planets. They looked at the different stars. They looked at the different plants that grew at different times of the year. And they started to say, wow, you know, nature also affects us as human beings. So someone born in July has a different kind of personality than someone born in December. And I think what happened was it turned into more of fortune telling. So people would look into the future and say, this is what's going to happen. So I think religion got somehow, there was some kind of confusion that we were looking to astrology to answer questions about the future. And I think astrology looks at the trends. So what we look at is as the planets circle around up in the sky, people say to me, well, how could they affect us? They're so far away.
That's the thing that is fascinating, how the moon affects us. You have three things that are important. You got to know what your birth sign is.
Yep.
You got to know where, that's called the sun sign, where your moon is.
Yep.
And what your
rising sign is.
Yeah. They're all determined by where, what time you're born, where you're born. And it's the day, it's the time, and it's the place. That's how you come up with those three things, right?
Yes. And then the if a lot of people, not a lot, but you know, several of my clients will come to me and say, I don't have my exact birth time. And I looked all over, and it's not on my birth certificate. And I will just give people a little hint here that sometimes we get an amended birth certificate where all the information that would be on an original birth certificate is not on that. People will go and get a birth certificate so they can get a passport or, you know, they need a security clearance, something. And so you can go to City Hall or now you can go online and do it, but it won't always be a copy of the original. Now, if you don't have, if you can't find it, okay, looked everywhere, can't find the birth certificate or can't find the birth time, you can still find a lot of information about who you are. You just won't be able to set up the wheel that we were describing, the horoscope, the entire wheel will not be able, so you won't know what your rising sign is. You will know, though, your basic sun sign. You will know where the moon was situated on the day that you were born. And then other planetary influences can be understood or can be found, but you just won't have the intricacy that you would find with that wheel.
Yep. It's important to know all of the things if you can find them out. I know some people just can't find their birth. They don't a birth time. They just don't know. Mother doesn't remember. And if there were as many kids in the family as you had in yours, you can understand why a mother, she would never mind remember what time it was. What day was it? And who are you? Maria Francesca Trilogy is here with us. You can go to her. SMB, I thought I was sending them to MariaFrancescaTrilogy.com, but you can go to SMB Body Works as well, right? SMB.
Yeah, SMB, WORKS, at earthlink.net. Any questions you have, any concerns, and, you know, I have mentioned before that if you want your chart read or if you need some support, just send me an email and we can go from there. And anyone that has been listening to Good Day will, of course, get a special. So let me know where you're at and what you need and we can talk about it.
All right. Fair enough. Let's talk about the specifics of a horoscope and the daily information that people get. I'm looking at mine, for example, right now. I have two or three that I look at on a daily basis. Your words have very special power today with a Capricorn moon in your third house of communication. It's also a great day to connect with a sibling or help a sibling out with a key issue under this transit. With your communication house touched, putting in a writing today is definitely favored. If you're sorting things out, write your thoughts down. Even if nobody ever sees them, it'll help you stay organized today.
So
where'd that come from?
Well, what they do is, now that's when they say your third house, they are looking at and this is where it gets a little confusing. There are two ways to look at who you are astrologically. The first one is when they take a basic circle, basic wheel, and they put Scorpio in the first house or in the ascendant position. That's called a solar chart reading. That's not based on your actual birth time. Because you know that, your chart, your actual chart would not put Capricorn in your third sector, as they're describing. So this gives you more of an overview of what is going on today. So they look at where the moon is positioned on that day that they write this little snippet of information or, you know, support for the day. Capricorn is a very practical sign. They are considered to be the father of the zodiac. So the Capricorns are wanting to be practical, be responsible, and take care of things in a very fatherly way. So when you look at the power of Capricorn, the third house has to do with communication. So if you read that closely, they talk about how you communicate, your words are powerful, and you can help out a sibling or someone. So that's how they come up with these daily horoscopes. It is much more general, but it does give you some support. And if you noticed, everything in there was somewhat positive, even though some days those horoscopes are challenging. And yes, it depends on where the moon is located on that day or situated on that day. And then they take that and add it to who you are as a Scorpio, mm-hmm. And give you this little paragraph, yeah. We'll call it. Is it valuable to a certain extent? Yeah, am I going to base my entire day on that?
No. We'll work into another area of your hidden mind power. We'll be joined by Mary O'Malley, who is our resident in, I guess, what I've called her an intuitive. I kind of like that rather than psychic. It's always important to, and that comes as part of, you know, the wonderful world of connection, correspondence, and connection is something that, it's one of those wonders like the sixth sense. You don't understand, we're talking with each other, Mary and I, we're talking to you, we are using an electronic connection, but it isn't really electricity that connects us, it's energy that connects us. And the same energy that you can find. Some people don't like to do readings on the phone. Mary is our intuitive, and she does lots of readings on the phone. Lots of people visit her office as well. But I wonder if anybody's ever asked you about whether the energy is different if you're in person versus talking to somebody on the phone about what his or her problem may be, Mary.
The energy is not different. It, you know, it happens simultaneously, spontaneously. It actually, depending if the person's very emotionally involved in their issue, sometimes it's easier to do it on the phone because they're not right in front of me, so I don't have to fight through their energy to get the information. There's no confusion there. But yeah, it's just amazing. And people can even feel like different healings coming through their body sometimes, over, you know, even over the phone long distance. So, so I like doing phone readings. I can do them face-to-face also. I have a program like Skype. It's called Zoom, so we can see each other. And it's just, it seems to be powerful either way. There doesn't seem to be any there's no sense of time or distance either way.
So I saw something that it screamed out for me to talk to you about it. The so-called Hollywood medium to the stars, Tyler Henry. And I think I've had, I can't remember whether I've talked to him or I know him or not, but he has gone public with a reading that he gave to Alan Thicke before he died last December. He says that he sat down with Thicke for a reading in late September, told him that he ought to be careful about his heart, have his heart checked. Quote, "That was a really interesting experience because I sat with Alan. He was a total skeptic. Essentially what happened was this, one of his loved ones who died of a heart condition came through and said, 'Alan, you need to get your heart checked. Don't be stubborn like I was.' He was a skeptic and sadly ultimately passed away a couple of months later." So what sort of mediumship is different than intuitive connection, or is it? What's the, what a lot of people think that astrologers and intuitives and psychics and mediums are all the same. And I don't think that they are. My experience teaches me that they aren't. But how do you explain the difference between any or all of these? If you want to just concentrate on mediums and intuitives, that would probably be good, Mary.
Okay. It's really interesting because I hear a lot of people say that if you're a medium, you are psychic, or but being psychic doesn't necessarily make you a medium. Personally, I don't find that to be true. I think we can, you know, explore all those different receiving information from somebody's guides. That is actually mediumship. So, to me, it's pretty much all one and the same. For me, mediumship kind of snuck up on me. I wasn't trying to be a medium, but all of a sudden, I, you know, was finding entities in the room that were trying to talk to me. So that was kind of a surprise.
How does that happen?
I think it's how did that happen?
How does something like that happen? How do you develop? I think when you were on, we explained a lot about how, I think you were on in the last episode of Your Hidden Power, and we talked about where you think your instincts came from or how you developed your skills. And so I guess I'm, but I haven't really thought of you as a medium per se.
Yeah, we haven't done any mediumship. Yes, when I first started, the best way to grow any, you know, to get better at anything is to practice it. So I had gone to work in a metaphysical bookstore doing readings, and so you can imagine, you know, everything kind of walked through the door, people asking different things. And I had a gal I'd been working with a couple of times, had a lot of issues, and you know, the last time she came to see me, or that time, there I sensed another entity in the room who was agitated, and I'm like, what the heck is that? And I just asked, who are you? And it turned out it was her brother that had passed away. And so I, you know, I said, do you have a brother that passed away? She said, yeah. He practically raised me after our parents died. And so she'd been asking him for help in a lot of things. But I got the sense that he was real controlling in life, and that he had tight control over her. And she said, yeah, he did. He tried to control everything. And what I got was he was still doing that. So I said, you have to stop asking him for help, because he's going to give you information based on what he thinks is best for you. But that's not necessarily what goes with your life plan, you know, what's there for you. So that was really interesting. And she had to disconnect from her brother a little bit in order to do that. But that was my first experience with mediumship. And I was pretty shocked how clear the information was, what the issue was. So, but, you know, a lot of people go for training for that. But for me, it just kind of snuck up on me and was there. I don't necessarily walk around with my senses open to see you know, if there's entities in the room or with other people. But when I do open up, I usually get a sense of somebody there with everybody.
All right. So let's take another step forward here in talking about power of the mind, power of spirit, power of positive thinking, because I think they all can be related. You can have a conversation with somebody who's working with you, and you can try to make it positive. And if they don't take it that way, then it can sort of dribble down into negativity. So then how do you change negative thinking back into positive thinking again, using some of the training that you have? You're a very kind, compassionate person. I'm sure that you see things that you don't really want to tell people. And what do you do to keep whatever it is that you get from spirit or from the God force, whatever force it is? How do you keep, if you see or sense something, do you tell the people if it's negative, or do you try to turn it around? What do you do with negative information?
You know, it depends on the client I'm working with, you know, how, if they seem like they're able to receive it. But mostly I'll just say, I don't think they're going to receive this information the way you just gave it to me. Give me different words that the person can understand. Sometimes people are very defensive, you know, in that moment. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, my mouth will open and words will come out, or a little story will come out, something that allows them to receive the information in a way that doesn't make them feel defensive or frightened. And but it's pretty amazing. Sometimes I'll get information like, you really try to control the situation, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, I have a real issue with that. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times they know that there's an issue, and for spirit to point it out, they really get clarity on, you know, if they need to back up or step forward, mark their territory a little bit. So, but yeah, usually if I ask spirit for the right words, my mouth will open and the right words will come out. You know, this is about love. The work is about love. At least, you know, the work that I try to do is about love. And so we'll find a way to reach that person on that heart level, that love level, that allows them to even see themselves and love themselves, even if it's a negative situation.
Don't you think a lot of people come to you for help that are negative to begin with? That's one of the things I find in talking to folks who are at least new to being tuned in to some sort of intuitive thinking or counselors, because you could be considered by, you know, there are a lot of people, actually there are more people now going to folks like you than are going to regular shrinks, other people that are supposedly dealing with your mind, because they don't find they're getting the results. So what do? They follow the channels or the advices of the advice that comes from other people, and they come to folks like you. That's becoming more therapeutic than going to have somebody sort of talk it through with you. Isn't that true?
Yes. And you know, I'm a firm believer, especially being a hypnotherapist, that we all contain our own answers to every issue. Mm-hmm. So working with a psychic, that's what tends to get highlighted is the information that actually belongs, you know, that voice that belongs to you, out of all the voices we have in our heads, which one belongs to us. And so the work usually highlights that voice. And a person can become a lot more confident with themselves and their own knowingness of the answer. Even the psychics don't really have the answers. You know, we get glimpses here and there of things that will help the person trust the information they're receiving, or even give them the idea that they may have the answer and can look inwards for that and trust that situation. But, you know, and then some people are more hard-headed than others, you know?
Yes. Yeah, I'd say that was a good way of putting it. All right, if Mary speaks to you, maryomaley.com, M-A-R-Y-O-M-A-L-E-Y, maryomaley.com. She can find out a lot about you. Sometimes people, you know, they go to one of these and they hear things they don't want to hear. And, okay, the responsibility here is to get the information across, I think, in a positive way. So if Mary intrigues her, you want to find out more about her, what she does, maryomaley.com. Mary, thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Your Hidden Powers, and I hope that you'll select this podcast to be delivered right to your device every week. I'd also love to hear what you think about this effort and any ideas that you have for subject matter. Please send your comments directly to me, Doug@DougStephan.com. I hope to be with you again soon. Thanks for listening to Your Hidden Powers. I'm Doug Stephan.